celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores, Jaffa Cakes ends 24th of June. Club Card app required.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner says the government has been silent on the impact of sentencing reforms on policing. More offenders will be released from prison early under plans to ease overcrowding in English and Welsh jails. But Sir Mark Rowley has warned it could lead to an increase in crime.
Government's got a difficult problem to fix with sentencing policy historically and prison building haven't been lined up. But if we're going to now deal with offenders on the streets who would previously have been in prison, however good a job probation do with the extra money they've got, some of those offenders are going to commit more crime and more trouble locally. That work's going to wash back onto policing and we need the resources to deal with that.
The Home Office says it's giving the police an additional £1.2 billion in funding this year. The parents of a boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Classic FM they believe damp and mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. The Housing Minister, Matthew Pennycook, says tougher laws are due to come into force.
What we have done in terms of Awab's law came out of the untimely death of Awab Ishak from respiratory failure as a result of damp and mould in his Rochdale home. Awab's law will apply to emergency hazards and damp and mould from October this year.
Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the property Akram lived in, says it's working with the relevant authorities ahead of an inquest in August. A bin lorry worker has died after being hit by a refuse lorry in Devon. Police say the crew member in his 20s died at the scene in Torquay yesterday lunchtime. The health and safety executive has been informed. Thames Water has been given the largest fine ever issued by the regulator Ofwat. It'll pay more than £120 million after two investigations into wastewater and dividend payments. And the weather, a mixture of sunny spells and showers for most today, feeling warm in the sunshine, a high of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and thanks for joining me, Alan Jones, here on Classic FM. We'll whiz through Wednesday morning in style.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Michael Buriskin there with Scott Joplin's The Entertainer. It's a clue as to how it's going to be this Wednesday morning. Before it, O Fortuna. What a great way to kick off a show. Karloff's Kamina Burana, the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra and Choir. And hello from me, Ella Jones. Hope I find you on good form this Wednesday morning. Hump day. Does it count in a short week? We'll take it. Loads for us to enjoy this morning, including Elgar's Chanson de Matin. I've also got Marquez's Conga del Fuego. That should get us going too. I'll also have the third clue in this week's Famous Five at 10:30. How are you getting on with that one? Now we're off to sunny Spain. Viva España!
Strum there from Thibaut Garcia, Albéniz is Seville. Loved that. And do get in touch. Always great to hear from you. Up to anything today? Is it half term where you are? Don't tell me you've already run out of ways to entertain the little ones. Whether you're off or at work, I have the music to keep us all entertained. Let me know what your Wednesday entails. You can text me right now, 61812. You can email, of course, via classicfm.com, or you can send me a WhatsApp. The number, 03457 49 18 12. And at 10:15, it's time for a Song of the Morning from Elgar.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Brilliant, that, isn't it? The Glasgow theme from Love Actually, Craig Armstrong's music. And before it, we heard Chanson de Matin. See, it fits. Elgar's music, performed by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Vasily Petrenko conducting that one. Well, I asked you what you were up to, and you didn't disappoint. There's a bit of an animal theme going on here. Happy birthday to Tilly. I hope she enjoys the pony show later on today. Have a great day. Sean's in Armagh. Could you play something with the Welsh theme, as I'm heading to Snowdonia on Friday for a week with my dear friend Barbara. I've never been before, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. Well, your Welsh theme is me presenting. There you go. That's all you're getting for now. And Max says, three of us off to Wales to meet and greet alpacas. Loving the music. I wish I was with you. Love alpacas.
Ci andavamo la scuola con la cartella tra colle in tasca la mela per il futuro avevamo un vestito di gala quante speranze di gloria di celebrità ma inesorabile il tempo tracciava il cammino e a testa china neghiamo nel nostro destino. Sordo rancore la mia scrivania cerco scacciare ma invano la monotonia mattia finisce avventù perché perché non ritornate più sono una foglia d'autunno che nella tormenta nel grigiore dei giorni l'inferno paventa la donna sincera aspettai compagne dei sogni miei ma invano cercai cercai l'amore anche tu dove sei continuo la doppia partita faccio una macchia d'inchiostro mi treman le dita tacer le memorie o oh vecchio cuor mio sogni di gloria addio.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Jan in Devon's text was short and to the point. It said, I love a conga. Me too, Jana. That was Conga del Fuego by Arturo Marquez, the Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra performing. Played that also for Sky and Finn listening in the car, also on the way down to Devon. Before it was Freddy de Tomaso and the London Philharmonic Orchestra with the music of Carlo Innocenzi, Adios Sonny di Gloria. Right, it's time for the third clue in this week's Famous Five. It's a short one, so listen carefully. 7, 5, 3, and 1. Jack and Walter were a couple of stars full of fun. Here it is again. 7, 5, 3, and 1. Jack and Walter were a couple of stars full of fun. I'll reveal the answer before 11.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Alexandra Taro with Les Violons de Roi. That was the finale of Haydn's Keyboard Concerto in D. I'm laughing because I was actually talking into the microphone without lifting my fader. Yeah, I've only been doing this about 40 years. Still learning. Before it, it was Bizet's Carmen, the prelude to Act 1, the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra with Pablo González. Back to today's clue, Pauline Wakefield. Bang on with the answer, as is Lorraine and Peterborough, Chris in the Fens in the rain, walking the dogs, Daisy and Eddie. Kate and Barry in Waltham Abbey, Essex, also right back with you this week, they say, after a short break in Norfolk with the dogs. Glad you're back. You are all Wednesday winners. I'll reveal the answer to today's clue after we've heard from John Rutter. Here he is with Gaelic Blessing, or as every choir boy worth his salt calls it, garlic dressing.
This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Ravel's Bolero, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra under Daniel Barenboim. And before it, the Bournemouth Symphonietta with the wonderful polyphony and Stephen Layton and John Rutter's A Gaelic Blessing. So how did you get on with today's famous five? 7, 5, 3, and 1. Jack and Walter were a couple of stars full of fun. The answer I was after? Odd. Well done, if you got it right. Let's play again tomorrow morning at 10:30. News and weather with Simon's next. Then we'll get the next hour up and running with one of John Barry's best-loved film scores. Don't miss it.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
Yes, best time of the week, you could say. I'm Tim Leoro, here every Saturday and Sunday with loads of wonderful spring music to soak up that gorgeous weekend feeling, including all your favourites in the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Whatever you've got planned, I'd love you to join me.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mournflake. 350 years of British-grown oats.
Those who are curious feel an urge to travel, to explore the world. At Viking, we create voyages for the thinking person because travel enriches the mind and connects cultures in meaningful ways. With small, modern, all-veranda ocean ships that were designed to bring you closer to the destination, discover the world's iconic cities and quaint villages. Exploring the world in comfort. Learn more at viking.com.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Get your own UK-based account manager, a beekeeper, for support with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with WellKid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The WellKid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Global Player, the official Classic FM app.
Find music to suit any mood, like your favourite scores and soundtracks. On our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player, radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
The best seat in the house is no longer in the house. It's outside with the sound of birds chirping overhead. The best table isn't in the house either. Or pillow, or outdoor lighting, or sun lounger. But you knew that already. Visit IKEA online or in store to level up your outdoors this summer. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the head of Britain's largest police force has accused ministers of being silent about the impact of prison reforms on policing. Some criminals in England and Wales could be freed after serving a third of their sentences as part of efforts to ease overcrowding in jails. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir Mark Rowley, says some will go on to commit more crime. and he's urged the Chancellor to give forces more funding in next month's spending review.
We've got good research which shows safe communities is where people invest, and for every pound you spend on policing, you'll get £4 back in GDP. So we can help the government's growth agenda as well by creating safe communities.
The government says it's giving the police an additional £1.2 billion in funding this year. Thousands of energy customers who had prepayment meters force-fitted are to receive compensation or have debts written off. The regulator Ofgem says eight companies have agreed to the programme. It's carried out a review after consumers struggling with their bills had the meters wrongly installed. The Home Office says it has no intention of reclassifying cannabis. The Labour Mayor of London has backed calls to decriminalise the possession of small quantities. A review commissioned by Sir Sadiq Khan found current laws are disproportionate to the harms cannabis can pose. A fire in a derelict building in Paisley is being treated by police as deliberate. Firefighters in Renfrewshire worked through the night to put out the flames. There are no reports of any injuries. A Brazilian nun has gone viral after showing off her impressive beatbox